This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Smalls, literally, as we're listening to that on ESPN Radio, on ESPNU, is nodding her head, agreeing with herself.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, literally, she's listening back, and she's just sitting there nodding her head. You're wrong. There's no equivalence. And as Nuno has put into my ear just now, thank you, Nuno, are you wearing your Illinois ambassador pin today? Because you just destroyed the Chicago Bears organization.
No, but I am a proud girl from the land of Lincoln. Proud Illinois, not resident currently, but former resident.
There you go.
I will always be an Illinois girl.
There you go.
And by the way, I am being an ambassador of Illinois by just telling you what Chicago Bears fans are already thinking. They are worried that this is going to go haywire. They are already thinking about a doomsday scenario in which the Bears get this tragically wrong.
Yeah, you see, she's the voice of the people.
I'm just telling you what they're thinking.
All right.
Maybe not all of them. And it might not happen that way, but they've thought about it.
All right, sure. The combine is going on, or is starting everything up today with members of the organizations meeting with the media. Adam Schefter is going to join us in about 5 minutes or so. We will check in with all the news and rumors around the league here with Schefty. But one of the things that we've learned is that a lot of these coaches don't go anymore. Are we okay with that? The head coach is not going to the combine. Like, I don't believe Gerard Mayo, who's the coach of the Patriots, is going. I could be wrong on that, but I don't think he's going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. Like, first-time head coach not going there, but he's one of many not going. When you were there, all the coaches were there.
All the coaches were there. It wasn't a thing. Everybody wanted to sit down with the prospects. They wanted to see the whites of your eyes, have an opportunity to talk to you, ask you the tough questions. Now, I guess the NFL and the NFLPA have mitigated some of that because, remember, there were some controversial questions asked to some prospects. I remember Dez Bryant standing out to me in my mind a few years back, but like they tried to limit that. But I remember that was the important part of the combine. The sit-down interviews, even the downtime in between the drills, the on-field workouts, and the medical, just walking around the hotel, having an opportunity to talk to people, coaches, front office personnel with the different teams, and let them get to know you a little bit. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the true value of the scouting combines from both the player perspective and the coach's perspective.
Yeah, there's a huge difference in seeing someone in person, speaking to someone in person, seeing their demeanor, their body language, than you are over Zoom. It's hard to translate.
And Adam Schefter joins us now. We can discuss this with him. His appearance is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/Adam. Along with Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, Evan Cohen with you. Schefty, let's start there. The coach is not going to the combine. Big deal or not a big deal?
Not a big deal at all. It's moving more and more in that way. And I think what happens is some of these interviews, if they want to speak to a player badly enough, they can always bring him into their building for a visit in March or April. And they watch the workouts on tape. The only thing that really is critical in Indy is the medicals. And coaches, they don't have to be there for that. They'll get all the information. So to me, it's not a big deal at all that they're not there. And I think you're going to see it go more and more in that direction in the future, as a matter of fact, is what I would guess.
Schefty, speaking of coaches, the reports are out there that Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs are putting the finishing touches on a contract extension. What can you tell us about that with development on that front?
Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, the guy wants to be there. As long as he's there, he's going to be one of the highest, if not the highest paid coach in football. You want to make sure your people are taken care of. They've already given extensions to their defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, their special teams and assistant head coach, Dave Taub. They've extended their defensive line coach, Joe Cullen, who was critical to their success. They've gone ahead and basically tied down people that matter. Well, who matters other than the quarterback more than Andy Reid? So, of course, you go do that and make him happy as long as he wants to be there, which he does.
Adam, one of the names that we're going to keep monitoring over the next week plus is Justin Fields. What is the latest that you can share with us about his future or lack thereof with the Chicago Bears?
Well, I think Chicago is going to go to the combine here to get a lot of questions answered. And they're going to have to see, okay, what is the value of the number one pick? What is the value of Justin Fields? How much do we like Caleb Williams? These are all the questions that they're going to be getting answers from. Now they go in, I think, with some preconceived ideas, of course, but we're also 2 months out here, And sometimes things happen along those 2 months. Maybe they don't have the meeting they hoped with Caleb Williams. Maybe he says something that turns them off, or they say something that turns him off. Maybe some team makes them an offer they weren't expecting. We don't know what's going to happen over the next 2 months. I think going into the combine and free agency and the weeks that really compose the heart of the NFL offseason, I think we go in with the idea that they're more likely than not to take Caleb Williams. They're more likely than not to trade Justin Fields. But now this is what that's all about, getting information, real information and answers to some of these questions. Excuse me.
Bless you. Talking with Adam Schefter here on ESPN Radio, brought to us by BetterHelp, betterhelp.com/Adam. You can check out his podcast, latest guest, Drake May, who's going to be a top three pick in the draft, UNC quarterback. I want to just go back and follow up on what you just said. So as we sit here today, Adam, your belief is the Chicago Bears are not 100% certain on what they are going to do, that there's still room for interpretation as to what could happen next.
Well, let's be clear. I think they go in with a plan. Right. In my mind, I think, you know, they're planning to go ahead and explore trade options for Justin Fields. And they're planning as if they would take Caleb Williams. But let's see what happens. Again, I don't want it to be turned into something it's not. I don't know how to say this. I thought it was pretty clear the first time, but that's the plan. Plans change. Plans change in my mind. So let's see what happens here in Indy. Let's see what happens in free agency. Let's see if another team wows them. Let's see what happens in the meetings with Caleb Williams. It's early in the process. It's very early. And so, you know, the Niners, when they made a trade up, they planned to take Mac Jones. That was the plan. And then the more they studied Trey Lance, the more they fell for him. So things happen.
Schefter, yesterday we saw our first player get franchise tagged, that being wide receiver T. Higgins. But of note, I think it was who wasn't expected to be tagged in the franchise tag window. You reported yesterday none of the running backs, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley, Austin Eckler, are expected to be tagged by their teams. It just continues the trend of, I guess, the NFL devaluing the running back position in terms of contracts. Do you see that continuing to go out throughout this offseason, that trend that we've seen take place over the past several years?
Well, you know, Chris, what I would say to that is yes, I guess they have devalued running backs. I mean, we all would agree with that. But last season, Jonathan Taylor got a deal north of $10 million a year. And there was a little window there where it looked like, okay, well, maybe running backs can make a comeback here. The issue is, you know, it doesn't look like Josh Jacobs is going to be tagged, but I think – he's going to be not going to be tagged because his cap number or the tag number will be over $14 million. Mm-hmm. And they just don't want to pay a running back over that when they can see if they could try to negotiate a long-term deal. They want to bring him back if they can. I don't know. We'll see if they get it done. They'd like to bring it back, but the cap number there, the franchise tag number is too high. The franchise tag number on Barkley and Pollard is over 12. And I just think those teams are uncomfortable there. Again, I think the Giants would be interested in bringing back Barkley. I think Dallas would be in the running back market, whether it's Tony Pollard or elsewhere. So I just think that with all these running backs, there are so many in free agency here that not every running back is going to get paid the way he hopes or wants. So the question, the notion that you're asking me about, I guess, is going to be reinforced here when some of these backs don't get what they're looking for. I think a couple of them will. You know, I think a couple of them will do well. But if you look at that list of running backs, wow, there are a ton of good running backs out there. And it's just, it's impossible that they're all going to get paid the way that they hope. Like the other running backs, okay, you mentioned Barkley, Jacobs, Henry, Tony Pollard, Austin Eckler, And then on top of those five, we got DeAndre Swift, A.J. Dillon, Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, J.K. Dobbins, Gus Edwards, Zeke Elliott, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. A lot of recognizable high-profile backs out there.
Adam, one of the things we're discussing today is the Arizona Cardinals seemingly out of nowhere tweeting out pictures of Kyler Murray with the quote tweet, our franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
Should we just take that at face value as them publicly affirming their commitment to Kyler, or do you think there's something else behind this?
That's the way I took it, is that, you know, listen, there was so much talk about them moving on from Kyler and moving up in the draft and being in position to go get one of these other quarterbacks and all that talk that basically was a part of last offseason into the start of this season. All that's gone away. And I just think it's them affirming we have our quarterback. Like, he's our guy. That's it. You know, while other teams are answering quarterback questions, we're not. The team that we talked about, speculated about, has its quarterback. And that's how I took it. I don't know what other way there would be to take it, but obviously they feel like Kyler is the guy that they want to build around.
We're talking with Adam Schefter, ESPN NFL insider, of course, brought to us by BetterHelp, betterhelp.com/Adam. Speaking of quarterbacks and social media, the obvious football on a tennis court yesterday from Kirk Cousins, clearly putting out there that he's probably closer to being ready than maybe we would have anticipated. What do you assume is the market here for Kirk Cousins?
Well, first of all, Kirk Cousins is one of the savviest, smartest guys out there. So, you know, February 26th, a couple of weeks out of free agency, puts out a video of him moving around looking great. And he should. I mean, that's what he should be doing. He's doing the right thing. He's advertising to teams, here's a quarterback who's ready. So I don't know whether he's trying to send a message to every other team across the market. I think the one thing that I just would wonder about, if he felt so good about the state of talks with the Vikings, would he be doing that? Because I think in a perfect world, I think he'd like to stay in Minnesota. I think that would be something that would appeal to him greatly. He's enjoyed his time there. But if you know you're talking to your team, you're either advertising to another team or trying to prod your current team because it's not where it's at, right? Like, if everything was moving along, do you think he's putting that video out there the way he did yesterday? If everything was right where he wanted it to be with Minnesota?
Great, great point. Great point. Yeah. Now, well, that gives us something. That's for sure. Is thinking about that. Yeah. If you're married, you don't go on the dating app. Is basically what you're saying there, Schefty. Well done. Yeah. As right. I mean, that's kind of what you're saying, is it not?
Evan, that's very well said. I mean, are you single or married, Evan?
I'm married with two kids.
Okay. Well, I hope you're not on any dating app.
Right. Schefty, thanks so much. Have fun in Indy, and we'll talk next week.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
All right. There's Adam Schefter. His appearance, of course, sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off of your first month of online therapy at BETTERHELP.com/Adam. Very good observation there by Schefty.
Yeah.
That, are you putting that out there if everything is great with the Minnesota Vikings? Mm-hmm. Everything could be great for five players in the combine this week. CC will tell you which five guys have a chance to light up the combine next. We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio. It's time for Canty's NFL Power Rankings.
All right, CC Combine getting underway this week. Top five players that could light up the 2024 NFL Combine in front of no head coaches.
All right, let's get it going. No, there'll be head coaches on hand. Stop that. Stop that. I see what you're doing. I'm not going to let you do that. There'll be head coaches there. There will be general managers there, scouting people. They will look at all of these prospects with a fine-tooth comb. But here are the guys that are going to pop out, that are going to stand out amongst the rest. These are guys that are going to light up the 2024 Scouting Combine, and let's kick this thing off with number five.
Number five.
Wide receiver Roman Wilson from Michigan. He's got name, brand, recognition, and he's with the national champs. Everybody knows him as the number one receiver for J.J. McCarthy. Caught 12 touchdown passes last year, a highly productive player throughout his college tenure. He's on my all-feisty Nuggets team, 6 foot, 180 pounds. Not necessarily the biggest guy, but he plays big, especially in big moments. He's got a lot of Deebo Samuel in his game in terms of being able to dominate in between the numbers on those shorter and intermediate routes. And so I think that that's something that projects very well at the next level. Think about Roman Wilson as one of those slot receivers that can do a lot of damage. I have the best fit for Roman Wilson being the Cincinnati Bengals.
So I'm very familiar with chicken nuggets, not as familiar with feisty nuggets.
Yeah.
Feisty nuggets, historically, who would that be? Julian Edelman?
Steve Smith.
He's a feisty nugget.
Feisty nugget.
Okay.
Feisty nugget.
All right. Now I understand what a feisty nugget is.
Perfect example.
There you go. Yeah.
But Cincinnati, that'd be a great fit.
Yeah, I mean, they franchise tag T. Higgins, which means they're probably going to let Tyler Boyd walk in free agency.
Yep.
Roman Wilson slotting in as their third receiver. I like it. I think it's a great fit. This guy, he's going to run sub 4.40, though. He's that fast. Like,
wow.
He's going to have one of the fastest 40-yard dashes at the scouting combine this year.
Feisty nugget.
That is a feisty nugget. Next.
Number four.
Olu Fashanu, left tackle from Penn State. This guy is 6'6", 315 pounds. But he doesn't look like an offensive lineman when he's getting off the bus. He looks like a bodybuilder. That's the kind of frame that he's working with. He runs like a deer. He's going to run a sub-5 40-yard dash. And for a man that's over 300 pounds, that is moving. I mean, this guy is great in space. He's got long arms to be able to protect the quarterback, set a firm edge for the pocket in drop-back situations. I think this is a guy that's going to be a plug-and-play starter in the NFL for a decade plus, giving you Pro Bowl-level play at one of the most important positions when it comes to winning in the NFL, which is the tackle position. My best fit for Olu Fashanu is the New York Jets.
Well, good luck to him then.
Wow.
Question on this, though. You said he looks like a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
I feel like the physical traits of the offensive tackle in the league have changed over the course of time. Back in our day, when we were growing up, big fat guys, for lack of a better way of saying it. No, I'm just saying. Now, it's Olu Fashanu. Like, I remember Jake Long, when he went number one overall out of Michigan, your school, which is not really your school, but your school. He looked big, strong, in shape. These guys are now bigger and stronger and more in shape than I think they were when we were growing up.
Yeah, I mean, my former teammate, DeBrickishaw Ferguson at UVA, he played over a decade for the New York Jets, and he was damn good, Pro Bowl-level player. I mean, he wasn't a fat guy. He didn't have a belly hanging over his belt. Like, he looked like he was in shape. And that's what it's moving toward, because you're asking these guys to play a lot more in space because the game is so centered around throwing the football. So I think being able to play the space game, you've got to be a little more fit. You've got to have that short area quickness. And Olu Fashanu has that in spades.
It feels like with the body type, with the size, with the skill set, that's a name that people need to be paying attention to, because we're going to hear a lot about
him. No doubt
about
it.
People are going to fall in love with him at the
combine. No doubt about it. He is going to light up the combine. Next.
Number three.
Cornerback Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. In 2023, here's what you need to know about him. He only allowed quarterbacks to have a passer rating of 51 into his coverage, no touchdowns allowed, one interception, 14 PBUs. In 2022, he only allowed 3 touchdowns, he had 5 picks, 13 PBUs, and only allowed quarterbacks to have a passer rating of 34.8 into his coverage. I mean, he's going to check every single box when it comes to height, weight, speed. The guy is phenomenal in man-to-man coverage. Needs to be able to improve on zone coverage and communication, being able to play some of the more complex coverages in the NFL. But if you ask him to lock up on a receiver and cover him all over the field, he can do that all day, every day. He is going to be a day one starter in the NFL. Best fit for Quinyon Mitchell out of Toledo is with the LA Chargers.
And that would mean he's a top six pick, in a top five pick in the draft, number five overall.
Yeah.
See, that's when you know you have a coach that is not concerned about job security. Jim Harbaugh shows up, gets a bag for showing up, and his first pick as a Charger head coach would be a cornerback out of Toledo. Right? But by that title, you wouldn't expect top five, but that's when you know, all right, that guy knows football, he knows who to draft, and he's not worried about it going wrong.
There it is. So now we're breaking down my top five players who will light up the scouting combine this week. Checking in at number two.
Number two.
Quarterback Drake May from UNC. I mean, this guy is phenomenal. He's going to pass the eye test. When he shows up in Indy, he's going to be 6'5", 230 pounds. He's got great arm talent, which is something that you look for in any kind of quarterback prospect that's expected to go in the top 10. He can drive the ball to every area of the field. But the part that's going to stand out to these scouts when they see him in person is just how athletic he is. I mean, this is a guy that's probably going to run a 4.6 40. Remember, Cam Newton ran in that 4.6 range when he came out in the NFL draft. Like, that's the type of athlete that Drake May is in terms of being able to move, being a runner. And this guy is intense in his approach. So I know that if he's making the decision to throw and do all of the drills at the scouting combine, he's doing it for the purposes of being able to wow the NFL scouts. I know people want to say that Caleb Williams is the clear-cut number one overall pick based on the tape, but I will say this. This guy, Drake May, ain't that far off, and I wouldn't be surprised if he convinces somebody to fall in love with him and he's the top prospect on somebody's board going into the draft in late April.
Yeah, knowing that his contemporaries in the top three aren't going to throw, it feels like it would be super beneficial for him to get out there and show what he can do and show off that athleticism at the combine.
No doubt.
Can we just quickly tangibly talk about what that means? If he is the top prospect on someone's board, that means someone trading up to potentially get him. And if Caleb Williams goes one to Chicago and you're Washington and you have Jaden Daniels as your best quarterback after Caleb Williams, all of a sudden, two and three and four and so on and so forth could be flip-flopped, right? That's what you're saying, that somebody could say to Washington, we will give you whatever it takes to get to two. Washington could then say, okay, New England, here's some of that to get to three, right? Yeah. I mean, like, that sounds crazy based on how you're ranking Drake May.
No, not at all.
Wow.
I mean, that's the kind of player that Drake May is.
Could he go one?
I'm not going to rule it out. That's how close the evaluation is. I would not rule that out.
Wow.
That's how good I think Drake May can be.
Could he go one to the Bears, or would you see another team maybe just falling in love and saying, I don't care what everybody else thinks, he's our guy?
I'm not sure, but I'm just going to say that Drake May is that good of a player where it could happen. But here's the thing, and I don't want to get too sidetracked because we're going to revisit the Drake May. The number one player that will light up the combine.
Number one.
Rome Odunze, wide receiver from Washington. I absolutely love his game. He's a big play waiting to happen. Over the last 2 years, Rome Odunze has 2,800 yards receiving, 20 receiving touchdowns, and you're talking about the guy having over 160 grabs. That is elite-level productivity. I mean, this guy is a phenomenal, phenomenal talent. And the thing that I like about him is his size. He's 6'3", 215 pounds, and he's going to be a really, really, really fast receiver at the combine. Like, he's going to run a great time for the scouts. And the thing that's probably going to impress them the most is that at 6'3", 215 pounds, he's going to show great short area quickness. You don't really see those guys with that kind of frame have that kind of short area quickness, but he's going to test well in the short shuttle. He's going to test well in the three cone. Of course, the broad jump and the vertical jump will be there. And so I think that in a class where everybody is touting Marvin Harrison Jr. as the number one prospect, they got to recognize that Rome Odunze ain't that far off. In any given year, Rome Odunze could be the number one wide receiver in that class. That's how good he is.
Do you have an ideal fit for him? A team that should look for him?
The New York Football Giants.
Oh, boy.
And I know that is music to Nuno's ears because he is a huge Giants fan. So given that... Well, not that kind of music. But giving Daniel Jones the number one wide receiver threat, I think, is important.
So there we go. The top five guys that could light up the combine. We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
So Adam Schefter joined us about 20 minutes ago, CC over at Get Up, ESPN, with Greeny. And there was a video that went out yesterday by Kirk Cousins, who has negotiated better contracts than anybody maybe in the history of the league in terms of the guarantees, year after year with different teams now in Washington and Minnesota.
Kirk Cousins can get the bag.
Yes, and he put out a video of him playing football on a tennis court.
Yes.
Which in itself is fascinating as to why did he do it that way?
Well, he's probably in Minnesota.
You don't think there's any indoor facilities that he could be in?
Well, he was at an indoor facility.
Well, I'm saying with turf or something like that. So he puts out the video of him playing football or throwing and moving on a tennis court, to which Adam Schefter had an interesting take on why he put that out, when he put that out. Let's take a listen.
Well, first of all, Kirk Cousins is one of the savviest, smartest guys out there. So, you know, February 26th, a couple of weeks out of free agency, puts out a video of him moving around looking great, and he should. I mean, that's what he should be doing. He's doing the right thing. He's advertising to teams. Here's a quarterback who's ready. So I don't know whether he's trying to send a message to every other team across the market. I think the one thing that I just would wonder about, if he felt so good about the state of talks with the Vikings, would he be doing that? Because I think in a perfect world, I think he'd like to stay in Minnesota. I think that would be something that would appeal to him greatly. He's enjoyed his time there. But if you know you're talking to your team, you're either advertising to another team or trying to prod your current team because it's not where it's at, right? Like if everything was moving along, do you think he's putting that video out there the way he did yesterday? If everything was right where he wanted it to be with Minnesota?
So I then made a comparison to Schefter that he liked about this. If you're married, you don't go on the dating app is basically what you're saying there. Schefter, well done. Yeah. As right? I mean, that's kind of what you're saying, is it not?
Evan, that's very well said. Yeah. I mean, are you single or married, Evan?
I'm married. With two kids.
Okay, well, I hope you're not on any dating app.
Right. But that's now how we're looking at Cousins, or based on what Schefter said, is that we thought he was married to the Vikings, but he's going on dating apps now to maybe show what he's working with here.
Well, let's say they were committed, not married, because the contract is up, right?
Okay.
So they're committed to one another, mm-hmm. but the doors open a little bit. They're questioning things. So why wouldn't he download the apps and draw up some interest from potential suitors if he thinks maybe his relationship's not going to work out?
So CeCe and I are the only married ones on this show, mm-hmm. right? I'm so far out of this. Dating apps are insanely commonplace, right? Like, it's like it used to be 20 years ago if you're on a dating app. Like, oh, that's weird. Now is it weird the other way?
Like, no, I don't think so.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I should ask Pat or Nuno.
Dating apps. Pat, Nuno, you guys are single. I don't know if you're willing to talk about this, but let's just talk about your friends. How about that? Do you have friends that are on dating apps? Do people talk about it openly? I would assume they do, right? There's nothing wrong with that. It seems very commonplace now.
I think it's funny that you think it's more likely that I have a friend than I'm on a dating app. But yeah, I'm on dating apps, and they're very common and terrible.
Okay, why?
Common and terrible.
Uh-oh. All right, Pat, go ahead.
Nah, there's just like, it's not a fun way to actually try to meet people. It's like very weird.
I think it's weird, too. I know it's commonplace, but I don't know. I just can't be interested in you based on some stagnant photos from your Instagram. I need to meet you in person, catch a vibe.
But yeah, apparently everyone is all in on traveling and hiking.
And their dog.
And their dog, yes. Dog.
Okay, well, dudes are apparently really in on fishing.
Oh, is that like common? Oh, yeah. So that's the most common thing?
My girlfriends would show me dating apps and we'd be scrolling through guys. They used to give it to me and let me swipe through theirs. And every guy's holding up a fish. Every single guy. I'm like, I should start a side hustle where I help you curate your photos, because I can promise you there is not one woman in history that's been like, wow, amazing bass. I'm going to say yes. This guy knows how to fish.
You said bass, right? Just to be clear.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said bass.
Just make sure.
Yeah, what is it, a grouper? I don't know.
Wow, look at the marlin. I mean, amazing. Where
There's
can we
no
meet for dinner?
Woman on earth that's like, wow, he got a marlin. I'm going to say yes.
Now, if he is a marlin, maybe somebody would say yes.
Oh, he put the chum on the hook. It's a yes for me, dog. Let's go.
Pat, what is in your dating app a photo?
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't even remember.
Is it a fish? Do you have a fish?
No, I don't fish.
Are you on a hike?
Nope, not on a hike. I think it might be at Disney World.
Oh.
We love Disney.
We love Disney.
We love Disney World. But what were you going to say?
Well, I don't know what type of message that sends.
It seems like you do know what kind of message that sends, but now you're tentative to actually say it.
Are you... Yeah, Pat, go through the photos and share with us, if you don't mind, some of the...
No, wait, hold on. While he's looking at that, Smalls, you just hit on something that I'm unaware of as a married man that has no idea about this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? So you're saying that most people do a photo on a dating app that would be similar to everyone else, like that everyone's doing the fishing photo or the hiking photo, or like, is it ever like a suit and tie for a man in that spot? Like, what is the normal photo?
I don't really know, but I think
the gym one is
the gym one.
Yes.
Our buddy Mikey C, who a lot of people know and love, he's a proponent of those gym photos.
Mikey C loves
his gym photos.
Okay, Pat just sent us. I'm trying to load on my computer his dating app profile. Okay, Pat, we got to work on this, buddy. I mean, there's a picture of you with a fake beard on.
Okay, we got it. This is amazing. So Pat's dating app. Yeah,
it's a
fake beard. SantaCon, we have, all right, nice suit and
You're
tie photo.
You're wearing a helmet in one
He has
of
a Notre Dame helmet.
You never know when you need a helmet.
A Montreal Expos hat.
It's a great hat.
He has the back, a shot of him behind broadcasting a game and a shot with his dog. Oh, animal photos and dating apps.
Okay.
Definitely. Dog and animal photos, no question.
I would,
to be clear,
delete three of the six.
I don't use this ever.
You had this readily available.
So keep the one
I just don't use it.
It looks like you're going to be someone's confirmation sponsor, and I like that. You look mature and responsible.
It looks like I'm going to make my confirmation.
It does. The one with the hat, even though you have a hat on and he has sunglasses on, so his face is obscured, you're smiling, so you look approachable, which is nice. And definitely keep the dog photo.
I mean, if Kirk Cousins gets a monster contract, are we going to have football and tennis courts for dating apps? I mean, because that's kind of what he's doing now. He's putting out his dating app video of him playing football on a tennis court.
Yeah.
So if you're single, maybe instead of the fish, if Kirk Cousins gets like a 3-year, $150 million contract, football on a tennis court, the new dating app move.
Look at me, 4 months recovering from an Achilles injury. I can drop back on a hard surface and throw.
Maybe that's the new thing. Forget the marlin. Forget the sea bass. Now we have football on a tennis court.
But he's so smart. He is very strategic in how he's doing this. All of these executives and coaches and talent evaluators are descending upon Indy to get together and talk about their futures, look at new quarterbacks potentially. And here comes Kirk Cousins dropping in this little video. Oh, hey, don't forget about me. I'm already an existing quarterback who's had a lot of success in this league. I'm a great leader. I have a lot of great relationships. Oh, and by the way, I'm recovering quite nicely. Don't forget about me.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but you may have hit on something even further on this. If you think about the typical recovery videos that athletes put out there, black and white, great song in the background, always in the gym.
Yeah, a little
right?
Drake
and like
in the
head
background.
Down and like putting the head up and sweat coming off of it kind of thing. He did it differently. He said, I'm done with the fishing photos. I'm done with the hiking photos on the dating app. I'm starting the new NFL dating app photos. It's workout videos on the wrong surface. So yep. Next, you may see Aaron Rodgers on ice is what happens next. Aaron Rodgers skating around and throwing on ice. 888-SAY-ESPN. What is the most commonplace version of this? Like the most commonplace dating app profile? Because Smalls has said enough with the fishing photos here.
I just think some guys need to consult with women in their lives before they upload these photos. Because
Marlon's a pretty good fish.
But maybe.
Pat,
but
consult with Smalls. That's what she's saying.
The women in my life, that's not going to impress us. We are not going to be like, wow, amazing work with the fish. I want to go on a date with you.
You ever been to SantaCon? It's pretty awesome.
Again, I don't know if that's going to make me want to go on a date with somebody. Oh, you got drunk, dressed like Santa Claus? Let's go to dinner.
You ever watched Pat broadcast a baseball game on student radio?
It was a football game.
Oh, my bad. A football game on student radio? What a date that must be. 888-SAY-ESPN is your telephone number to be a part of the show. All right, we're going to have conversations about that. There's some other social media things going on. LeBron James jumped in on social media as well. But first, want to tell everybody about True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit truegreen.com today and discover the easiest and affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. I know I've had True Green at my home. Visit truegreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. All you need to do is mow your lawn, water your lawn. That's all you need to do. They're going to take care of the rest. That's True Green, TRUGREEN.com. TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn is just around the corner.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Don't take me somewhere. What are you looking at me? Sing it. You know it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to sing it. I just thought that was a bold choice knowing that on the podcast the music is out.
You can get that podcast wherever podcasts are found, including the ESPN app. So we've learned today that the Kirk Cousins football on a tennis court video is basically the confirmation that Cousins and the Vikings are not married and that maybe he has now entered some dating apps, which normally the dating app video from NFL players would be the workout video, black and white, sweating with hip hop or something fun in the background. Cousins has done it differently. He has eliminated the fishing photo in the dating app. He has eliminated the hiking photo. Where are we with golfing photos on dating apps?
That's fine.
Golfing is fine.
Yeah, golf is fine.
He's got his new version of this, and dating apps way more common than they used to be. Jacob in Montana joining us here on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Morning.
Good. I think the question was maybe what to go with for your dating app pictures. I'm a big fishing guy. I will say it didn't land me any success. My wife, before I married her, actually swiped left on me, and then we met in person. So maybe that's the secret. I don't know.
Wow, that's really interesting, Jacob. So you posted the fishing photo. She denied it because the fishing photo was such a turnoff. Wow. But then met you in person, loved you, married you. This is a testament.
Now
people.
She likes to fish, though.
But the fish worked.
No, it did not work.
No, it did not.
It got in there. It got in there. Implanted it in her mind.
No.
And she loves fishing now. It's great.
No, she loves Jacob, so she loves fishing.
That's how it works. That's how
yes.
that works. But I feel like the dating profile pic has to be a stock photo, kind of like your social media profile pic.
Yeah.
It's got to be something stock, something standard. Like for us professionally, we take headshots and it's just like, okay, I'm going to use one of those on my social media page. I would imagine that if you're doing the dating app thing, you should probably go along those lines.
Yeah. Something, just a nice something photo
not,
of you.
Something non-offensive. Something that, you know, is just like, okay, this is what I look like. This is, you know, I don't think you have to go into depth about something that shows who I am personality-wise or anything like that. I don't think you do that for a dating profile pic.
Just trying to look good.
Well, Smalls has now altered thousands of dating profile pics across the country because any guy that has the hiking one or the fishing one is taking it down based on Smalls' advice today. Will in Colorado listening on Sirius XM 80. What's up, Will?
Hey, man, how you doing?
What's up, Will?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, it's like, you know, I work with kids and stuff, and watching these kids in the high schools and stuff, and they use these apps, it's amazing. I mean, they can sit in a room, not say a damn word to each other, but they'll talk to each other this way. And it's just, everything is about social media. So I think these dating apps work. And for
They definitely work.
They absolutely work.
They're way more commonplace than they've ever been. What Smalls is saying is you got to come up with a more creative way of going about it. Like Kirk Cousins yesterday. That's a different kind of dating app.
What do you mean a creative way of going about it? What are you saying?
She's saying no fishing photos. That everyone...
I don't think you need to have any action photos.
Well, that's what she's saying.
I don't think you stay away from the action photos. We don't need you shooting hoops.
Yeah.
We don't need you fishing. We don't need you golfing.
But Canty.
We don't need none of that.
Have you ever been to SantaCon?
I have never been to SantaCon.
See, you don't know what you're missing.
Have you ever worn an Expos hat?
I've never participated in SantaCon. No.
Pat's dating app, we now have video. We have photos of it. We have not been given any kind of clearance to put it out there, but we can describe it. Now, if Pat wants it out there, we can do it, Pat. Add on Sports ESPN, but not without permission. Just throwing that out there. Rita in Fort Myers watching on ESPNU.
Yes, let's hear from Rita.
What's up, Rita?
I got to give another woman's perspective here.
Okay.
So I see big fish on big boats. Why not go to an exotic place on vacation, have a great time, let the guys go fishing, sit at the restaurant, have a couple of drinks with the girls, go to the pool. It's an adventure. So I say don't knock the fish photo.
Okay, Rita, that scenario that you just outlined sounds beautiful. It sounds lovely. I would love to let my man go deep sea fishing while I have margaritas with the girls back at the hotel on the beach. But seeing the fish photo in the profile, does that make you go, oh, okay?
Well, staying with the fish analogy, isn't the whole point of the dating app to cast a wide net? I'm just saying, like, the fish photo is probably going to appeal to somebody.
I've never met somebody
very specifically. I'm just saying, like, but it's not going to appeal to the masses. It's probably going to serve to be a turnoff. So I just don't know how you win with the fish photo. I mean, it's literally a needle in a haystack, and I don't think that's the approach you want to be going with.
That's right.
I think it's interesting. What Rita said is that she'd be interested in somebody that has the fishing photo because it would indicate that they like going fishing, which would indicate time away from the person you're in the relationship with. That seems like interesting that you're going to strive to not be with the person that you want to actually be with.
That sounds like you just want a friend with benefits.
I mean, okay, or that.
That don't sound like you're interested in a committed relationship.
Oh, boy, these fish jokes. I even think they're corny. Mo in North Carolina joins us here.
Oh, Pat, relax.
Hey, guys, look, with regard to the dating app, man, you know, I think it was Chris Rock said that when you meet somebody for the first time, you're not meeting that person. You're meeting their representative. And
facts.
Too many people are just putting out there what they think somebody wants to see rather than just putting themselves out there.
Oh, like,
so basically, in my world, if I was ever on this, which thank God I'm not, and if I am, that's it, I'm done in my life. I need to be in front of a computer listening to the radio. Like, here's what I really am. I'm just going to sit here and return emails and listen to shows on the radio here on ESPN Radio. That's really what it is. That's it. You have to give the true version of yourself?
Nah,
no,
not all at once, bro.
No, you got to get
baby steps. I got to give you a little bit of time.
16 years. She knows.
I'm too much. I got to spoon feed you what I am. Like, if I would have gave my wife everything on the first date, it wouldn't have been.
She'd be out.
There wouldn't have been a second date. Like I had, I'm not saying it was the old bait and switch, but it wasn't far off.
Again fishing jokes.
I had to give her a little bit.
That's right.
You had to reel her in.
It's just a little bit, just so she can, you know, she can get used to who I am as a person.
You wouldn't have been sipping and painting on the third
day. Nah, absolutely not. Nah, we wasn't gonna get the win on the third. Nah.
When you go to a job interview, you don't show up in sweatpants. You show up in a suit or in a nice outfit because you're trying to make your best impression. Same thing when you go on a date or a dating app. This is your first impression to someone, so you want to come correct.
I will say I've been part of an interview process where I once was part of a process where I interviewed someone where they showed up in a backwards hat, a beard, a t-shirt, basketball shorts, and flip-flops.
More respect or less respect for them?
Well, that person is still working for that same company almost 20 years later.
Okay.
Wow.
So maybe
you must be really good friends with their dad.
That is something.
Shout out to the dad.
Shout out to Pops. I mean,
that is something that maybe you should show up in, because that's the real
that's
you.
So funny.
Maybe your dating photo should just be the real you. And you should just lay it all out there, day one.
No, that's a bad idea. That's terrible advice.
No,
we're not giving out that kind of advice.
We're trying to help America.
I'm not setting up America for failure. I'm not going to do that to you.
We're trying to make love happen, Evan.
Don't give it to them all at once. Just baby steps in increments, incremental.
Tony in Wisconsin, listening on the ESPN app. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Love your show. Has anybody mentioned yet a woman doing a fishing photo, totally attractive to men? We want to see somebody who's out, who's adventurous. That's the kind of photo I look for in a woman.
That's interesting, Smalls. A person that is attracted to a female and the female having that photo of fishing, of them fishing. Does that change things for you? Are you still out on fishing photos?
Well, there are women, of course, that like to fish, but
no doubt.
I don't know a ton of women that just have like banked photos of them fishing and their camera roll.
Here's what you learn. That Smalls is not going to be hosting ESPN Outdoors if that ever comes back. You're never going to see Smalls out there on a boat fishing.
I'm just like, a drop box of pictures with them fishing.
Hey, girl, let's go fishing. Take my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, they flipped the switch on you. By the way, speaking of social media, the king had what to say on social media last night. We'll get into that next. It's Unsportsmanlike.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.